Good morning. This is Julie Cerrone here this morning, filling in for Miss Billy since she is en route to Israel as we speak. I'm so excited to get to have this time with you. I just wanted to do a little update on what I heard for the states that are joining us this morning. I heard at least 43 states, and I also heard Europe and Canada. So welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining this morning on this Jerusalem Day. It's actually Jerusalem Day in Israel. It's the 50-year mark of the reunification of Jerusalem when Israel got the Temple Mount and the Old City and Jerusalem back. So it's an exciting day to pray together on Miss Billy's Israel prayer call. So for those of you who don't know, my name is Julie Cerrone, and my husband and I have been partners and involved with Miss Billy for a number of years. And my husband has been charged by Miss Billy to build her Migdal Arbel project in the Galilee. We have two children. We live in Fort Worth, Texas. We attend the Eagle Mountain International Church with Pastors George and Terry Pearsons. And I have a daughter, Lily, who many of you have heard of. She lives in Herzliya, Israel. She is getting her bachelor's degree in government there in Herzliya. It's about 15 minutes north of Tel Aviv. And our son, Dylan, he is just finishing today his junior year in high school here in Fort Worth, Texas. So first of all, I just want to say I'm honored and humbled to be asked by Miss Billy for this this opportunity to pray with you about the things of God and to have this chance to intercede for Israel and for the things that are on what I believe is on the Lord's heart for us to do today. And so I have some instructions from the Lord on where to go today, but I want to start off with our first of all scripture, which we've Miss Billy has instructed us to do, which is 1 Timothy 2, 1 and 2, which says, "First of all, then, I admonish and urge that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be offered on behalf of all men, for kings and all who are in positions of authority or high responsibility, that outwardly we may pass a quiet and undisturbed life, and inwardly a peaceable one in all godliness and reverence and seriousness in every way." And verse 3 says, "For such praying is good and right and pleasing and acceptable to God our Savior." So, Father, we just begin this prayer call this morning, Lord, and we lift up our leaders. We lift up President Trump. Oh, God, we thank you for this man of your right hand. We thank you, Lord, for your provision for this country, your mercy on us as a people and a nation, Lord. And so we surround President Trump with faith and with love. We just plead the blood of Jesus over President Trump and Vice President Pence and their families and their staff, Lord. We thank you that you just surround them with godly leaders. We ask that you surround them with the right counsel. Lord, we also ask a blessing and protection over their trip. Lord, I believe that President Trump is in Rome today at the Vatican. And so, Lord, we just lift that up to you. We lift up your plans and your purposes for this trip, Lord, and we thank you that you think through his mind and you speak through his vocal cord, Lord, and you use him as your chosen instrument. And, Lord, we speak a blessing over President Trump and his family. Lord, we just separate them from the plan of the enemy, from every wrong and disparaging and cursing voice. We separate them, Lord, from those words in the name of Jesus. We break every idle word, every evil word, every witchcraft prayer that's been prayed or spoken over our president or his family, or his cabinet, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, Lord, that you are protecting him, you're filling him with your grace and wisdom in Jesus' name. So this morning, I've been instructed of the Lord. I had a kind of a huge list of potential things we could pray for, but the three things that the Lord sort of narrowed it down for me for was, first of all, to pray for Migdal, the prayer and study center in the Galilee. And the second thing, which we have a unique opportunity to do today because she's not here, is to pray for Miss Billy. I know sometimes it's hard for leaders to ask for prayer for themselves, but I believe that it's good and it's right that we would pray for Miss Billy. And the third thing is to pray over this tour and this Jerusalem prayer breakfast that's going to occur on the 6th and 7th in Jerusalem. Ethan, my husband and I, and our son Dylan are actually hopping a plane tomorrow afternoon to go to Israel. So we will be with Miss Billy on her tour and also in Jerusalem at the Jerusalem prayer breakfast. So the first thing I wanted to talk to you about was yesterday morning when I woke up. Sometimes the Lord speaks to me right when I wake up in the morning because I think it's probably when I have the least amount of distraction. But it was like Migdal was being rolled over and over into the heart of God. My sense was just, you know, the Lord talking to me about the fact that this project is in His heart and it came from His heart. And so I want to just give a little instruction this morning about kind of the things I want to pray for each of these points, and then we're going to hit it in tongues, and I kind of do a mix of tongues and English. I've tried to speak in English as much as possible so that, you know, we can all keep going in the same direction, but I want to just give you some information and some focus so when you're praying you kind of know where we're going. I believe that praying for Migdal is praying out a mystery that's hidden in God. You know, Miss Billy talks about the mysteries of God, you know, the mystery of the church, the mystery of iniquity, the mystery of Israel. And I believe that Migdal, for a lot of us, has been a mystery. It's like this thing that's in the heart of God to do, but we haven't had a full understanding of why it's so important. And so, first of all, we don't have to have a full understanding to know that we need to pray for it. The scripture that the Lord gave me concerning that is Jeremiah 1:10, which is, "See, I have this day appointed you to the oversight of the nations and of kingdoms, to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to overthrow and to build and to plant." So, you know, in prayer and working together in prayer, in corporate prayer, sometimes it looks a certain way. You know, sometimes Miss Billy gets on and she has a lot of information to give. Sometimes she gets on and she starts praying. Sometimes she's in English. Sometimes she's in tongues. Sometimes she's rooting out. Sometimes she's pulling down. Sometimes she's destroying. Sometimes she's overthrowing things that need to be overthrown. Sometimes she's building and sometimes she's planting with her words. And so I just want to encourage everybody that's on this call today that it's not a mistake that you're on this call. And the need in the spirit for the supply that each one of you carries, especially states, you know, as representatives, you know, standing before the Lord and petitioning Him and seeking, you know, the perfect will of God for Israel, for our nation, for Migdal, for Miss Billy. There's something that happens in corporate prayer. Which, you know, when I first started praying corporately here at Eagle Mountain International Church, it was really a mystery to me how I would go to prayer and pray over our church. I would pray over ministry things. I would pray for other stuff. But somehow in me praying over the things of God, it started to work out and unravel stuff in my own life. So the supply that each of us carries is important. Maybe you carry Migdal real strong. Maybe you carry Miss Billy real strong. Maybe you carry Israel. Maybe you carry authority. All of these things work together for what the Lord would have us accomplish today. So just to give you a brief background about Migdal and where it fits into our family. You guys obviously understand that there has been such a fight against Migdal, against the building of this project. And so this morning, the Lord spoke these words to me about Migdal. He said, the reason the enemy has tried to thwart Migdal is because it's a platform from which the prophetic voice will rule and reign from. This spirit of prophecy, it moves things, rearranges things, sets things in order, and it governs. And so Miss Billy is a prophetess, a witness, other gifts too, but these are the two that the Lord highlighted for me today. So we're going to be lifting up the woman of God as his mouthpiece and her place of authority. You know, it's interesting to me that the Lord said, you know, it's a prophetic platform, which Miss Billy is a prophetess, but not, there are a lot of prophets and prophetesses in this world, but few who operate in a place of authority like Miss Billy Brim. And so it wasn't a mistake that the Lord gave this project to her. Our first trip to Migdal, it was in 2008. We had sewn into the project. We got to the land, and Miss Billy and Ronnie Levy and Shelley were sharing the story of Migdal. And my husband and I stepped off the bus, and the Spirit of the Lord fell on me. And I just began to weep and weep and weep. And I couldn't speak. I really didn't know what was going on with me. But what I understood was the Spirit was so heavy on me, I couldn't do anything but weep. But as I wept these tears, there was a word rolling in my spirit, which was the word destiny. It was destiny, destiny, destiny. I heard it rolling over and over and over again. And I probably stood there quiet, weeping for about 45 minutes of that visit. And we got on the bus, and I looked at my husband, and he was looking at me like I was a crazy person, you know, wondering what was going on with me. And I looked at him, and I said, I don't know why I know this, and I don't know why I think this, but I think that you have something to do with the building of this project. And so for us, it started in 2008, really this understanding of the heart of God to build this project in Israel. And the awareness that the enemy is set against it. And so that is what I see as one of our main goals here this morning, is to push back the forces of darkness and to make room for the progress and the advancement of the Migdal project. The second thing that I talked about was Miss Billy. You know, I've seen Miss Billy speak in front of rabbis in Israel with skills and Druze, and government leaders. And she just has this way about her. She speaks with this skillful and godly wisdom. And there's this mantle on her life. And so I really want to pray for God to create room for her, that she will have boldness and utterance on the tour and in Jerusalem. Many of you know that we're going to a Jerusalem prayer breakfast in June 6th and 7th, and it is by invitation of the Knesset, and so it's really a great opportunity of the Israeli leaders reaching across the aisle to join with the Christians and have this day of prayer for the city of Jerusalem. So, also, the third thing is just to be praying about the tour, the leaders, the ordering of the day, all of that. A couple of scriptures that I'd like to give you. One is Isaiah 40. And this is about the prophetic voice. This is a scripture that I believe speaks of the power of the prophetic voice. And it's Isaiah 40. It says, "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to the heart of Jerusalem and cry to her that her time of service and her warfare are ended, that her punishment is accepted and her iniquity is pardoned, and she has received punishment from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one who cries, prepare in the wilderness the way of the Lord. Clear away the obstacles, make straight and smooth in the desert a highway for our God." That's what we want to do today. Every valley shall be lifted and filled up, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked and uneven shall be made straight and level, and the rough places a plain. A voice says, cry, prophesy. And I said, what shall I cry? The voice answered, proclaim. All flesh is frail as grass, and all that makes it attractive, its kindness, its goodwill, its mercy from God, its glory, its comeliness, however good, is transitory. Like the flower of the field, the grass withers, the flower fades. When the breath of the Lord blows upon it, surely all the people are like grass. And verse 9, O you who bring good tidings to Zion, get up to the high mountain, O you who bring good tidings to Jerusalem. Lift up your voice with strength, lift it up, be not afraid. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. And so I'd like to today, as you're praying and focusing your tongues, to be picturing us clearing away the obstacles, making straight the path in front of Miss Billy, clearing away the obstacles that have tried to stop the progress of Migdol. And so the beautiful thing about being in tongues is we don't have to know all of the information. We don't even have to know everything that's going on, because God does. And he is able to use us as his mouthpiece to pray out mysteries from heaven and bring those things into the earth realm. So I guess from here, from this place, let's start our praying. So Father, we come to you this morning and we take our seat of authority. We take our place in the heavenlies, where we are seated at the right hand of the Father, at the right hand of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you that you have raised us up to sit together in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. When you raised him up, you raised us. When you seated him, you seated us. And Father, we ask that you would grant unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation into the deep and intimate knowledge of you, that we could understand the hope of our calling and our place in the saints. I thank you, Father, that we are seated far above every ruler, power, principality, every name that can be named, every wicked, evil plot and plan is under the feet of Jesus, which means it's under our feet. He is the head and we are his body. And so, Father, we lift up Migdol, our Bell Project, Prayer and Study Center in the Galilee to you this morning. Oh God, we ask you for your will and your way, your plan, your purposes. Oh God, we know that this is something that comes out of your heart, and you knit it, really knit it into the heart of Miss Billy, Lord. And so, Lord, we just ask you for your perfection in this plan. Ezobro kobo sebre kimande, abrakita andolebre kapasti. Evrobo kizivita, ezovrobo goli mandede de feste, abraba kasa ya Lord, it's a mandate, it's a brongede mansteva, it's a vrigimenda lomba hasta vroga, ebro kindele brobo kustevre kapai. Oh, so we take our post on this, dabraba on this tower, oh rikipata, and sovrobo kura briki, oh rababa, and we stand as the mouthpiece of the Lord, brikipande, oh the rabakasta, endoro nonchte, andala manke, do the rabikis. Oh, we plead the blood of Jesus over Migdol, our Bell. Sovrobo, and the plans. Lord, we thank you. Oh, for the perfect plans, the perfect abrapa pasta karavrata, izivrubu kuti, oh rabakastafra, ikabonda le monsti, oh rabakasta, oh de dila mansavra kibosta, oh savrabakasta, the ease of that, Lord, the ease of it, obrokobosta vrapi, andula manste, oh rabakasta, oh de lebrobu kustibra, ingele monsti.
And Sabrika, every kaba de lo moshe. Oh, Lord, we lift up Miss Billy to you. Oh, Rebecca, in her place in this assignment of the Migdal project. Oh, Father, we surround her with skillful and godly wisdom. I thank you, Lord, oh, that this woman, oh, she's strengthened in the inner man. Oh, we surround her with faith and with love and with wisdom. Oh, I thank you, she sees and knows. The spirit of seeing and knowing is on Miss Billy. She sees and knows exactly what needs to be done. Oh, God, according to John 16, we thank you that you're the truth-giving spirit, that you reveal and transmit and disclose to her the things that are to come. You reveal and transmit and disclose to Miss Billy the things she needs to know. Oh, Lord, I thank you that everything cloaked and hidden in darkness is open and laid bare and revealed before her and to her. Oh, God, we thank you that greater are you, Lord, than he that's in the earth. Greater are you, Lord, that you always cause us to triumph. You don't set us up for failure. You didn't bring us this far to leave us. And so, Father, we thank you that you have the perfect plan, path, I'm hearing a scripture. Zebrokabadi brabastiki. O zebrikemande, brakabustikeda, brobokostikia, ambrabakasta. And the scripture is in Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's own handiwork, recreated in Christ Jesus, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live. So, Father, we thank you for those plans. We ask you for those plans and those pathways. We ask you for those plans and those pathways for Migdal. We ask you for those plans and those pathways for Miss Billy. And I proclaim and declare that the gates of hell will not prevail against it or her. From this place of authority, I speak to the kingdom of darkness, and I bind your power. I bind up every demonic and satanic force that's positioned itself, that's taken up any sort of ground against this Migdal Arbel project, and I bind you up in the name of Jesus, and I cast you off. And I command you to go and never return in Jesus' name. I say, I dispatch ministering spirits and warring angels on that property and into this project. Go. Go make room. Go make room. Go make a wide place for Miss Billy to walk. Go make room. Go make the right room. Oh, Lord, I thank you that you call in the right people and you separate the wrong people. Oh, we separate by the blood of Jesus any wrong thing, any wrong person, any wrong motive that's connected or attached to this project. We sever your power in Jesus' name. And Father, we lift up Miss Billy as she travels. We ask you, oh God, that you give her just joy, joy unspeakable on this trip, energy like she hasn't had ever. Lord, I thank you that this is her best Israel trip ever. She has the mind of Christ. She has the words from you for the people. I thank you, Lord, that you connect things for her in the spirit. You show her things prophetically. You show her things about nations. You show her things about Israel. You show her things about Migdal. Lord, I thank you that this is the consummation. This is the consummation tour, Lord, where you're bringing together all the pieces and parts that incorporate the ministry of Billy Brim. Lord, we thank you for your blessing on her. She walks in health. She walks in strength. We lift up Shelly to you as well, Lord. She's a co-leader in this trip. I thank you, Lord, that they are just filled to overflowing with the wisdom of God, the joy of God. And Lord, I thank you that our steps are ordered of the Lord. We're always in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing with the right people. Oh, God, I thank you for favor for Miss Billy. I thank you open doors for her that no man can shut. I thank you for wide, effectual doors of opportunity that have been opened before her, and I bind up every adversary in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that there's divine connections and divine appointments that you bring before her and you put her before whoever it is, Lord, that you would have her speak into the life of. Lord, I thank you for connections that you would have her make for the future, connections you would have her make for Migdal, connections that in the government, connections in the rabbinical realm, connections, Lord, in the Druze, with the Druze people, connections, Lord, with the secular Jews, connections, Lord, with the religious Jews, connections, Lord, with the government and with the Knesset, connections, Lord, with other Christian leaders. Lord, I thank you that you are just placing her. You help her to walk and make spiritual progress on her high places. And I thank you, Lord, that she is your witness. She's your witness in the land, Lord. And so you make her so spiritually attuned that she is sitting in the natural, but she's seeing in the spirit as never before. And finally, Lord, we lift up this tour. We lift this prayer breakfast. We lift up the words that need to be said and need to be spoken from Israel, from Jerusalem. Lord, traditionally, you have given prophetic utterances that need to be spoken from different places. And so, Lord, I thank you that even now you're speaking to Miss Billy about this tour. I thank you that every day is ordered of you, that even if there's something that's set on the schedule, but you have something else, Lord, I thank you that Billy sees and knows. She's led of the Spirit. She's confident. She knows exactly what you would have her to do, and she carries it forth, Lord, with authority, with purpose, with wisdom. And, Lord, I just thank you that when she returns home from this trip, she has a sense of knowing that she has fulfilled the perfect plan of God for her assignment in every arena of this trip, Lord, and you know everything you would have for her to do, but that she walks in such an ordered fashion that there's no stretching, there's no striving. She doesn't even have to look for where you're going to set her or move her, Lord. She just finds herself there. And I plead the blood of Jesus over the tour participants. Safety on the flights, there and back. Safety on the trip. There will be no accidents. We walk in Psalm 91. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide fixed and stable under the shadow of Shaddai, whose power no foe can withstand. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only from a distance shall we look and behold the reward of the wicked. And finally, Father, I just ask that we would be a blessing to you. We would be a blessing to the Jewish people. We would be a blessing to the Christians in Israel. Lord, that we would be a blessing everywhere we go. That people would know us by our love. Lord, that they would recognize us as true Christians, Lord. And that our presence in the land would be honoring to you and would be effective. We would be effective servants in your hand. And so, Father, I just lift this all to you today. I thank you for each one on this call. And I ask a special blessing for each person that's sowing their time and their money and their resources into Billy Brim Ministries, the Migdal Arbel Project. Father, I'm asking you for a harvest of whatever they're believing for. I sense some people are believing for trips to Israel for themselves, Lord, and I just ask that you would do that for them. I call that blessing in. I call in the money from the north, the south, the east, and the west. But, Lord, that you would give them the desires of their hearts, and I call in the harvest for seeds sown into Israel now for the people on this call, for Miss Billy, and for anyone who has blessed the people of Israel and the land. And we commit this all to you today in Jesus' holy, precious name. Amen. So thank you for joining today. Shalom, shalom. Watch on Dr. Billy Brim's Facebook page. I'm guessing she'll be on Twitter and Instagram posting on the trip. I know I'm going to, on my Facebook page, try to post more pictures than I usually do because I'm aware that people want to know and see where we're going and what we're doing. So join us every day in prayer and be lifting us up. And thank you for being here today. God bless you. And we will see you next Wednesday from Israel. Shalom, shalom.